When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, it's time to play the music. It's time to spritz the fern. It's time to say hello from the Magic Tavern. I'm your disgruntled tour guide, won't even share my name. I'm here to give this chaos the barest semblance of a frame. So, why don't we get things started on the most sensational, usadational, chunterational, arninicational? This is what we call the Magic Tavern. I've done all I can.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7 years, 2 months, and 1 week ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts. He wants to tell us what happens when a unicorn, a pegasus, and a centaur walked into a bar. He told me he's got a great joke. He gave me this piece of paper with that setup to set him up for this joke, which is...
Elefino. Bing bong.
Everyone, love it.
Bing bong to all and to all a bing bong. Arnie, thank you so much. I feel like...
I may not have read that setup properly.
No, you did.
No, you did. Oh, okay.
I'm testing some new material. I thought to maybe take my act on the road. And Arnie, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if I told you, but I have a little song in my heart today.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
No, because as I've told you, a song, S-O-O-N-G, is a little demon. So I do have a little demon in my heart.
A little demon in your heart? How did that happen? How did you contract that demon?
I think I ate some raw meat.
Yeah.
And so now, of course, you probably know this from Earth stuff, which you are reticent to tell us about. Mm-hmm. But when you have a demon in your heart, that's how you get heartburn, is because they do a little dance and they stab your heart with a little pitchfork that's on fire.
Yeah.
And that's where we get heartburn. So,
you're maybe getting heartworms.
Oh, possibly. One can only hope.
Mm-hmm.
Because the worms and the demon will fight.
What are the odds you survive this?
I think pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I went to see a witch doctor, and they said, ooh, yee, and there's more. There's a whole thing. There's a whole to-do.
But I'm not going to pursue that further, but go on.
Please don't. But then eventually they gave me this little elixir, and I'm supposed to drop this into my eyeballs and then inject it into my heart every 2 hours, and I should be fine.
Why does this little elixir say love potion number 9?
Well, that's how you get a demon out, is you make it fall in love with its reflection. So this liquid will solidify into a mirror inside my heart valve. The demon will see itself. It'll go to kiss itself, enter the mirror, therefore returning to its demon realm. Arnie, have you never been to the doctor?
It's just that simple. I haven't. And I have not actually had a checkup, really, like a good checkup since I've been in Foon. So Lord knows what's going wrong with me at this point.
Wait. Lord? Who's Lord? You've been going to a royal doctor? Arnie, no. They're going to gouge you. They're going to charge you an arm and a leg.
No. It's an expression from my world. Lord knows, or St. Vincent knows, or something like that.
Ooh, who says St. Vincent? They sound awesome.
Oh, by the way, I'd love to get into that, Chunt, but I have a little note card that I've been given to introduce my other co-host.
I love this new system.
He is a magical being of unfathomable power. He is, I can't really read this. He's a magic guy.
I am Dorisu, the sorcerer.
Huh. Is that?
Well, as a sorcerer, I'm just a bag of meat that learned how to do magic with my big, fat, meaty fingers, so I don't have a bunch of cool titles.
Dorisu?
Dorisu.
Something about that sounds so familiar.
Okay, Anagramma.
Arnie and Chunt, this is Usador. I'm speaking to you directly into your minds.
There's no one else listening right now.
What I've done is I've taken the word Usador, and I'm saying it backwards, except I took the E off of the end, and I put it back on the end of Dorisu. Okay.
Why'd you do that part?
Because everyone forgets about the E, so I just wanted to point it out. Well, yes, it's me, Dorisu the Sorcerer, just a big meat bag that learned magic.
Huh, so hey, old walking bag of meat, can you describe for our listeners the outfit and color that you're wearing?
Oh, sure. Since I'm not angelic in any way, I have to wear...
Yeah. Who are you wearing?
It's kind of it looks like kind of a neon orange.
This is Vera Fang.
Ooh.
It's a beautiful evening robe. Pure, it's sort of a slate, sort of a, I'd say a dark gray with some greenish
lining. Must be going crazy.
Sorry, what?
I must be losing my mind. I thought it was neon orange.
Oh, yes. Well, here. You must be looking at the other side. When I turn profile, this side's slate with the green.
Whoa.
This side is the orange.
Ooh, nothing goes better together than gray and orange.
Gray and orange and green. It's a classic combo for an idiot sorcerer who's just a dumb idiot who learned how to do magic.
I've got to say, the last magic user that we had as a co-host on this podcast, and he died, and he's not faking his death.
So sad.
Pretending to be you. Yeah, so sad.
Yes.
He usually was just wearing the most bedraggled outfit you've ever seen, covered in bird shit. I'm wondering where you got this super really fancy robe.
I mean, he was an amazing being from beyond your understanding. But where I got this was, I went down to the local tannery, and I said, make me a suit of armor made of leathers and metals. And I asked the armorer to work with the tanner and to create this beautiful thing. And they said, no. You don't have any money. You gave all your money to that baker.
Oh,
and I said,
right. Said, okay. Philby. Yeah.
Yeah. So I decided what I would do is I would peer into the nether realms beyond the mortal realm. And I said, Vera Fang, the great vampire fashion designer, give me your greatest piece of fashion and I shall wear it on the podcast where everyone can see it.
Use those exact words. Give me your greatest piece of fashion.
That's right.
Salutations!
Oh,
denizens,
whoa!
Denizens of the strange familiar, behold!
Oh.
Fununia, powerful, resplendent demigoddess, taken human form, is gracing you with her luminous presence. You may grovel, you may pay tribute, you may show fealty any way you like. I will allow modest eye contact only for today.
Whoa.
Arnie, look away. Arnie, look away.
My eye. I close my eyes and it's still like I can still see through my eyelids.
That's a thing. That's part of it.
I guess I should look away too since I'm just a dumb pile of meat.
Yeah, I looked away and I'm blinking and I see an after image. She's so bright.
Gentlemen, let me guess. You are. You must be Arnold, yes?
Well, it's Arnie, but yes, I'm from another world.
Arnold Chantilius, yes? You? Pleased to see you.
Yes, ma'am.
Whoa, hold on just a second. Chantilius, is that your full... Is that your, full name? Chantilius?
We don't have time to get into it.
I'm writing this down.
That is how he is known among the gods.
Arnie, you can't fight with, a demigoddess.
Who's going to fight with a demigoddess?
You challenge what Chunt's real name is? I'm sorry, Chantilius.
Thank you.
Correct. Gentlemen, cut the crap. Where is Usador?
Demigoddess, Usador is no longer among us, for he has, not risen per se, but dissipated into, wherever wizards go when they cease to be.
Oh, yes. I am afraid he has turned into a shaft of pure light.
That's
and ascended
what it was.
To Ephesius.
So hard to remember.
And who is this well-dressed man, then? Who are you? Speak up.
I am Dorisu, the sorcerer and bag of meat.
Can I ask Dorisu, and I am so sorry, goddess, I want to talk a lot to you.
I'm sure you do, but by all means, ask Dorisu something.
Dorisu, is Dorisu your only name? I feel like when you say your name, it feels like there's more to it, and then it just kind of stops abruptly.
Ani, it's been me this whole time.
Yeah, okay, I know. It just seems weird, like you want to say more. I'm giving you an opportunity.
Ani... We should not ignore a demigoddess.
Oh, that is right.
Oh, don't worry. She's drinking the moonlight right now.
Whoa!
Oh, that's the stuff. That's the good stuff right there. You know what's strange, gentlemen? As an all-knowing goddess, I feel Usador's presence. Why do I not see him? It's an itch, a sense, a feeling, a tingle in my dingle. Where is he?
Well, you know, your dingle might be picking up. You know, I feel like no one is ever truly gone, and they live on in the memories and the stories that you tell or the weird grudges you have for people even after they're dead.
And Usador did so much good that his spirit lives on in us all, and I think that's what's sort of dingle boosting your dingle, so that must be what it is. Let's stop talking about Usador and let's get to know you.
I am not here to be interviewed. I am here with a request for you two, and... Usador's spirit, wherever it may be, wherever you are talking about it being, I don't really understand, but we don't have time for that. Look,
oh, well,
gentlemen.
You know, this might help. Before Usador turned into a shaft of light and blah, 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 Chant and I are officially in charge of his estate. So if there's maybe like legal business with him after his death, Chant and I, you know, we still have his merch rights and all that stuff. So
yeah, he gave us a power of attorney.
Also, if there's one thing this podcast has, it's time. We can drag something out forever.
Well, fantastic, because, gentlemen, I believe you may not be aware, but I am the demigoddess of many things, including, but not limited to, birds, rocks, mittens, podcasts, attempts to get home to your family, and buttholes.
Those are all of our favorite things.
The patron goddess of this very podcast.
That's us to a T. No, sorry, I mean put that on a T-shirt.
You'd think it would be you to a T. I personally think the butthole jokes have fallen off in recent months. I'm a little upset, gentlemen. But furthermore, I have been checking the rolls up on the mountain where the gods live. You all are not official acolytes of Fununia.
Oh, great Fununinia, please forgive us. I beg of thee. I am just a dumb bag of meat with but a single butthole, not an amazing wizard with two buttholes. So please forgive my lack of fealty to thee.
That's some good groveling there.
Arnie, fuck. Did you hear Dorisu really fucking pandering to the demigoddess?
Yeah.
She said not enough butthole talk and immediately shoehorned it in there like two or three times.
Well, maybe she's right. You know, the butthole stuff, you know, when a relationship lasts for like 7 years, you know, maybe you're like, you know, that butthole stuff really fell off after the first year or two. And we need to like schedule it.
Maybe we will bring it back. Ain't as thing as possible.
And if you've got a tingle in your dingle, then it's time to talk about a butthole.
I'm so glad we have the merch rights.
Gentlemen, I feel like you are really getting me. You're picking up what I put down. And so, I am here to ask you if you will join me, if you will join the righteous path. I want to put you through the Fununian baptism process. I want you to become Funians.
Funians. I usually don't partake in those until after 8 p.m. at least, when I'm high. Arnie, I don't care for
religion. I don't know that much about the religions of this world, and, you know, I mostly try to avoid the ones on my own world as well.
Well, Fununia has all of the exact things that we're already into, so it's already like, why not just do it, you know? We're kind of into it anyway.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So why not become a Funian? And that way, we ensure that we enter the realms of Ephesius when we die. And plus, you know, we're serving one of the goddesses' grandchildren, one of the great demigoddesses of Foon. It's a wonderful opportunity, I think. Butthole, butthole, butthole.
I like this Dorisu guy more and more every time he talks. Keep it up, buddy.
Thank you.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll get ourselves set to get some religion.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The six-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her, and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone, and there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat. About a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Fununia, can we get you anything to drink? Besides, I know you already had a big draft of moonlight.
Should I open all the windows?
Absolutely. More moonlight, the better.
I'll be right back. I'm going to open all the windows.
I just love this guy. Where did you find him?
I don't know. He just showed up. I'm going to be honest with you. Just sat down and will not leave.
Just a fantastic bag of meat. My favorite kind. The kind that kisses my ass. Perfect.
That's the best meat.
Now, what do you want to know? Let's get this going.
Okay, so I'm very sorry, and please forgive me. I'm a humble servant from another world. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of you before. I always thought that it was just Fu, U, and Un, were the goddesses of Fun.
Well, yes, but you do know that they had children, correct?
Oh.
The 12 men and the 12 women that copulated and created a whole mess of us demigods, and that is where I fall in. So, for example, you remember Bruce the Sky God?
Yeah.
Bruce.
He's one of us. He's the worst, but he's a distant cousin of mine. Don't like him. Tries to copulate with any human who will have him. Always in animal form. It's really upsetting.
That is a little
strange.
He never
succeeds either.
Oh, well, that's good.
No, never succeeds. Comes down and uses the worst pickup lines. He's just an embarrassment. He makes us all look stupid as fuck.
Can I ask, do you have any examples of these terrible pickup lines?
Absolutely. Just last week, he walked into a tavern, walked up to a young fair maiden and said to her, "Excuse me, did it hurt?" And she said, What? And he was like, did it hurt when you fell from the sky? Which, what does that even mean?
Yeah, it's confusing because he's from the sky.
Absolutely. It's all he knows. He's dumb as a box of rocks. Mm. And I am the demigoddess of rocks, I would know.
Mm. Now, I've never cared for Bruce, but... I'd have to say that Wuzzle is even worse. Wuzzle, Arnie, is the goddess of raspberries. And that's... And it's just like, well, just be in charge of something else. Just do fruit. Why specifically just raspberries? And
it's
that's it.
Niche. Yeah.
It's too niche. Too niche.
She's lazy. On the other hand, that thing when you put the raspberries on your fingers and eat them off, that's pretty cool. She came up with that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay, I'm coming around. I'm coming around on Wuzzle.
Lunchabilia is pretty great. Ironically, the goddess of supper, not lunch. Who would have thought?
Interesting. Who's in charge of lunch, then?
Breakfastia. Duh. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Obviously.
All checks out, really. Do I need to explain everything?
Well, can I ask, Fununia, how do you get the things that you're the demigoddess of? Like, do you choose them yourself, or does it happen some other way?
You've just got to be a go-getter. We have a monthly meeting of all of the gods. For example, when you brought podcasts to this world, at the meeting they said, all right, who wants podcasts? And I raised my hand and stood up and yelled, I will take it! Also, Getting Nuts, that's me too.
Well, yeah, once Getting Nuts took off, I'm sure everyone was clamoring to become the goddess or god of podcasts.
I really leveled up that day.
So, did I make more work for you? Is that a good thing, a bad thing?
More work and more power. It's a double-edged sword, but someone's got to do the work, and Lord knows it's not Bruce or Wuzzle.
Well, yes, you see, Ani, when you worship a goddess or a god here,
When I worship?
It sounded like you said warship.
Warship.
Three hits and you sink it.
We've done this before.
Have we?
Yes.
Well, have we, Dora Sue? Tell me. We've had this exact conversation before.
I feel like we met moments ago. Yeah, well, whenever you pay fealty to a god or a goddess...
When you worship them.
Whenever you pay fealty to a god or a goddess, it lends to their power. The belief in them is what creates the power that allows them to oversee and pay back that love that you've given to them in the form of protection and boons and miracles.
Exactly. So, Arnold, are you ready to join my church?
Well, it's Arnie. I'm interested. I'm going to be honest with you. Not much of a joiner. I wouldn't take that personally. But I'm interested. You know, I consider myself spiritual, if not religious. So I'm interested in hearing more.
Mm-hmm. All right. Chantilius, you?
I mean, if I'm going to dip my paws in religion, it might as well be to worship at the altar of buttholes.
This guy has the right idea. Dorisu, you can come along for the ride. You seem good.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited.
Chunt and Arnie, posthumously, if you could please bring Usador along for the ride, that would be great.
Okay,
please, sure. It's Charney.
I will keep that in mind first. Step one for Funyun baptism. I have this vat of holy water. I just need to sprinkle a little on your head. That's all. Come here. Come here.
Wow, she's carrying a vat. I've never seen someone carry a vat before. Tankards, gallons, sure, but a vat?
A vat? Wow.
Whole vat.
She sort of operates under cartoon rules. Like, she can just, like, pull giant things out of nothing.
She's all vat. Okay, let me stand under your hands here, m'lady. Okay, right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Right
in my eyes!
I see. I can see. It's blurry. That must mean it's working. It's tingling.
Yeah, that's exactly what that means. Absolutely.
Can I ask what's in this holy water?
Oh, moonlight, starlight, little bit of squirrel pee, you know, the usual.
How's that sourced?
Don't love the moonlight part of that.
Free range, cage free.
Oh, phew. I was thinking this is another bear piss situation.
That was close.
All right, put some of that water in my eyes.
Yes!
Yeah.
Come here. Ooh. Come here, Arnie. Come here.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Get you some extra. You need a lot.
Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah. You can really feel the squirrel pee in there.
Now, Arnie, do you know why it's called Bapt Eyes?
No.
Because it's brutal, acidic piss towards your eyes. Bapt Eyes.
Okay. I could have used that information before I had that happen to me.
It's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, only an idiot would not realize what that stood for.
Spoken like a true follower. All right, next step. You must each get an IUD.
Charney. Charney, you first.
Oh, you know what? I went second last time. Why don't I go last this time?
No. Funinia, IOUD. So I'll IOU one, and Arnie, you go first.
What is it? I'm so sorry to ask. I feel like I wanted to learn more about this process, and we've stepped full IUD into it, and I just want to know what I'm signing up for here with this IUD.
Sure. IUD stands for Implanted Unicorn Device.
Okay.
What it is you get a little thing implanted in your forehead. That's what it's called. It's a thing. And it's a death ray. And what it does is that then it allows you to look upon any of your enemies and go pew, 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 and smite them.
Okay.
Also, you can roast a turkey in 15 seconds.
All right.
I could use a death ray.
I love the pew, pew, pew part.
love turkey.
I will tell you, it hurts like a bitch to get, but once you have it, you'll be happy you have it.
I'm just going to use the pull-out method. Is that allowed in this religion?
We just pull the turkey out of the oven instead of using the laser on it.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with unicorn magic, so I just want to pull the turkey directly out. I know statistically that my hands will probably get burnt. I know this, but I feel like I'd rather that than unicorn magic. Does that make sense?
Sounds like you're a coward.
And I'm just asking. I'm not saying this is the way I'm going to go. I'm interested in maybe the rhythm method. I could just use those lasers in a rhythmic way. I'll maybe kind of beat saber it. And, you know, I've been alone here, so I'm beat sabering it for the most part anyway.
You mean the pew pew pews are a different rhythm? What rhythm are you going to go for, Arnie? A waltz, a samba, what you thinking?
I don't know, the rhythm of the night, maybe?
Ooh.
It's a good rhythm.
How long would you do that till?
As is designated in the
lyrics.
Would
you just dance until the morning light?
That morning?
Yep, till the morning light.
Thought I was setting you up, I guess I didn't. Oh. But I'm new here.
If you're going to do that, you can start your own rhythm nation, I guess. But that is not how you join my church. I'm very sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
Well, sure. I'll take a unicorn thing, though.
All right. Come here. Lie down. Hold still and it'll be over in a moment. Put your feet in the stirrups.
Ooh, someone's horny.
And done.
Oh.
How do you feel?
That did really hurt. You were right.
Take a couple of Advil, you'll be fine. That's can all we can give you. Nothing else.
What's an Advil?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said anvil. It's a couple of tiny anvils that we give you.
Yeah, bonk, bonk.
We bang you on the hands and feet with them, and it makes you forget the other pain in your body.
Yeah, it's to temper your headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Funinia, can I ask you, did it have to hurt that much, or you wanted it to hurt that much for him?
Honestly, I would have made it hurt more, but he's been groveling so well that I went easy on him.
Oh, well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Dorisu, you're the best.
Dorisu, can I ask, did it hurt when you fell from the sky?
Oh, Arnie. I see what you did there.
Are you trying to join Bruce's church? He's too lazy to even have one. But go ahead. Join a lesser god.
I'm just trying it out.
I've used similar pickup lines. You know, once I was an oyster and I said, "Aw, shucks, is your dad a thief?" And they said, "Why?" And I said, "'Cause he's in jail." I also, one time, I also...
That's pretty good. I like that one.
I was also once a skunk, and I said, I went up to this beautiful troll who was wearing these leather pants, and I said, "Is that a mirror in your pants?" And the troll said, "Why?" And I said, "Because a demon just stepped out of them. Run!"
I once went up to another bag of meat, and I said to her, I said, "Do you have Prince Albert in a can?" And she said, "Why, yes, I do." And I said, "Kinky."
Ooh. Mm. Oh, and also, Arnie, I once went up to, there's a guy who was like a warlock, and he was sitting on the stool at the bar, and he ejaculated almost a full wig. And I went up to him, and I said, "Ooh la la, do you come here often?"
So
is that something? Arnie, look me in the eyes. Was that something?
Please. Wait, is that anything? We need something.
Here's the thing.
Arnie, please.
My dingle is tingling. I don't know about you.
So almost a full wig. So are we talking about like, is it like half in, half out?
Arnie, you're focusing on the wrong part. Do you come here often is the point.
Okay, I've changed my mind. I want the pew, pew, pew power. I want it right now. Put it in me.
Yes. All right, here we go. I will make this hurt even more.
You
asked for it. There you go.
Chunt, I didn't realize you and Arnie had a portmanteau name. I think TMZ is going to have a heyday with that.
Oh, you with Charney?
Yeah. You know that meddling zebra?
Oh, TMZ. Oh, yeah. He's so weird. He always has a cup of coffee. I think it's coffee.
Yeah. Loves bouncing ideas around. Yeah,
Funinia, you called me?
Do you want an IUD or not? You're going to do the pull-out method? You feel fine with that?
My demigoddess, if you prefer I get an IUD, I will get one, and I will get it in the anus.
Now who's sucking up?
I don't really know what that's going to do for you, but all right, let's try.
Put an IUD in my butthole. Here we go.
I've waited so long for someone
kind
to say that
turn,
to me.
So put it back to the right. Oh, it took another turn.
Hold
okay,
still.
All right. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm squirming. Oh, I feel it in my throat. Pull back.
There. How's that?
Good. Whew.
Ani.
Yeah.
Ani, while Fununia is dealing with Chunt, I just wanted to let you know it's really me, Usador.
Yeah, I know. Also, Usador, aren't we really glad that Chunt went last with that one?
Let's just reposition it a little here, and how's that feel? Is that good?
Feels amazing. Keep turning it.
Okay, now you're just being a pervert.
I'm your little rotisserie boy.
Can I ask, who's the deity that's in charge of perverts?
Brenda,
okay.
Brenda.
Oh, I know Brenda well.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure.
I've kissed her feet. She's kissed mine. We've done other stuff. It's cool. It's cool.
You and 50 million other people.
You know what I like about Brenda, though? She doesn't judge.
No.
She's like, hey, you've got your thing. Go nuts.
She's a great lady. Everyone up there loves her. All right, next step. We have one more step, gentlemen.
Okay.
You must
yes.
make a diorama of your summer vacation.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn it.
I already have 8. Which one do I use?
No, I think you have to make a new one.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And waste the other 8? Well, I guess they were just practice.
Consider them sketches for your grand masterpiece.
Well, I have to start my diorama. I need a little bit of time. So why don't we take a quick break while I begin assembling it?
Arnie, look at my diorama. Look at me, the Chunster, with my diorama. Come here. Come here often.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his 3 children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Psst. What? What is it, Chantilius?
What did you get for diorama?
Can I look off your paper?
No, John, we're supposed to be making a little display. It's not a written test. What are you even doing?
Can I just bend over and spread my 3 assholes?
No, don't.
That's a little display. Well, that's a little display.
Look, that's between you and your demigoddess.
Brenda.
Yeah. Don't bring me into it.
Fine.
Dorisu, your diorama is beautiful. What are you doing with the little dried macaroni there?
Well, the dried macaronis represent the time I met a pony.
Did you put a feather in your cap?
I did put a feather in my cap, and I called it macaroni, which is ironic because this pony's made out of macaroni. But we took a field trip.
That's not ironic. That makes sense.
Me and my friends, and we all went to see the pony, and then the nice man at the farm, he said we could pet the pony, and then I petted the pony, and the pony made a noise, and I got scared. But he said, don't be afraid, the pony's very nice.
If anything, it's a coincidence. It's not ironic.
It's poetic.
Oh, yes, m'lady. M'lady, if I may show you what I made, I whipped up an ashtray, and inside is my little paw made into a turkey with construction paper.
Mm.
Oh, isn't it ironic?
It's not ironic.
Just a bit.
So How does that represent your summer vacation, Chantilius?
My dad smoked a turkey.
This is what we goddesses call weak sauce!
It is weak sauce. What the fuck?
Arnie, you can do better than that. Let's hear it.
Okay, so here's mine. It depicts a recent villain's night that happened here in the tavern. And it's someone writing in the bathroom some graffiti that's really not very nice about someone, not about me, that says that they poop out of their mouth while doing a handstand and they poop onto their hands. And then there's this little person over here is the person that the graffiti is about, and they're like crying, but you can also tell they're shaking their head no, like, I don't do that. Why does the graffiti say that I do that?
Oh, a little too ironic.
Don't you think, Arnie?
It's not ironic.
I really do think that one is actually ironic. And actually, in the bathroom,
I think it's poetic.
That's absolutely right. Arnold, I am moved.
Oh, thank you.
We don't have to help, do we? I'm not going to take beer and pizza from a demigod. If you move, don't look at me.
I totally understood that one. All right. Well, that is all three steps, some of them more lazily completed than others. But congratulations, you have completed the steps to become a Funyun. Now go, thou. Be the buttholes you want to see in the world.
Lazily created? I had to use a kiln to make my ashtray.
Oh, that wasn't an ashtray from the Strange Familiar?
Oh, fine it was. But I'm killing it.
Very good.
Unacceptable.
Brenda would get it.
Well, now that we're all Funyuns, I do want to examine this religious question that Chunt has brought up. Could a goddess create a moving day so terrible that they couldn't complete it without help from their friends?
That is fascinating. I do believe so. It's called a fifth floor walk up with a futon.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, I never even thought. That's almost unimaginable. With a scenario like that, this is a time where I miss Usador because, Arnie, I don't know if you remember this, but...
Who?
Usador, our friend, our boon companion. One time I moved, and he turned himself magically into Uhaldor, and in 30 seconds, I was moved in. And when I say moved in, I mean boxes unpacked. Like, they're moving on their own. My broomstick got chopped up into many broomsticks, and then there's like 100 broomsticks, and they're all sweeping the floor. Then they started carrying water. I don't know why. I don't know why. I just miss him so much. He's just so efficient.
It hurts to remember him.
Watch yourself.
Gentlemen, I can make that hurt go away. Now you are a part of the church. All you need to do is pray to me at 3:20 a.m. every morning.
3:20 a.m.?
3:20.
On the dot.
If I'm going to be a Funyun, I want to pray at 4:20. That's when a Funyun's tasty.
I'll allow it.
Thank you, m'lady.
It's a delicious religion we have.
So how do these prayers work? Like, how do we pray?
Well, you get down on your knees, and you can either sing a hymn to Fununia, or you can just, you find the smallest insect on your floor, you pick it up. You whisper your deepest embarrassments and humiliations to it, and then you set it free.
Perfect. Ooh. I was doing that anyway.
Fununia, can I ask, say I get up at 4:20 a.m., and I get down on my knees, and I say to you, are you there, Fununia? It's me, Chunt. If you don't answer, is that par for the course, or should I just be sort of waiting for a dialogue with you?
I think it means you got your period.
What?
The IUD should stop that.
I use the cup.
So, you're saying in the middle of the night, I should unburden my deepest, darkest secrets, just put them out there to a being that can't communicate back to me, essentially just barfing out a lot of content. You really are the patron saint of podcasts.
It's cheaper than therapy.
It's true.
Arnie, speaking of podcasts, what are we going to do with these death rays? Do you think we can make comedy with them?
I don't know.
They go pew-pew, not bang-bang.
Okay.
You can do whatever you like with them. Just one rule, you may never use them on another Funyun.
Okay.
You may not turn them on each other, you gentlemen.
Oh, wait a second. We're all Funyuns. This takes most of the fun out of it.
Nerds. Fununia, can I ask, you threw a lot at us, which is wonderful and magnificent, but I have a bad memory. Is there some sort of book, maybe like a good book that we can reference whenever we have any questions about this religion?
Yes, there are scrolls down at the bottom of the nearest river to you. Any river you can go to it. Dig to the bottom. Paw through the silt. And there you will find a scroll that lists a really great recipe for lasagna, but also all of the dictates of Fununia and all of the many miracles that I have committed.
Oh, wait, I've heard of this. I must know some Funyuns, because there's down at the Babbling Brook, there's a book buried underneath it. It's called The Babble. And I know that I think a few friends of mine have read it, and it turned them crazy. Should we live our lives according to The Babble?
It contradicts itself quite a bit, but, you know, pick the stuff you want.
I heard it was written by a king.
It was written by all sorts of people, all of them men, though.
Okay. That sucks.
You're telling me.
That wasn't going where I thought it was. I thought you were afraid of that monster, the Babble Brook.
Oh, I ain't scared of that, bitch.
If it's in a scroll and in a brook...
It's not much of a monster if all you have to do to get rid of it is close your eyes.
Something, something, Babble Brook, yeah.
Arnie gets it.
Funinia, thank you so much for converting us. May we, here in our humble tavern that Usidor owns, or did own, I mean now Charney owns it. This is now a Charney ownership.
Wait,
well, we have power of attorney, and we control his estate, and he is gone, no longer with us. Sorry. Sorry, Dorisu. Funinia, is there something we can put up in terms of some sort of altar or statue or just something to sort of pay homage to you?
To me? Well, you can all get tattoos of a bird or a rock or of a mitten's pitch or of a butthole, really. But a tattoo in a prominent place to show the world that you are unafraid, unabashed in your faith.
Phew, I'm glad those oars aren't ands. Arnie, let's get matching tattoos. What do you want to get, a rock? Probably a rock. Let's get rocks.
I don't know. I'm worried about that. Like, what if we change our mind later and it'll just be so hard to get our rocks off?
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's the worst, to try and get your rocks off and it just won't get off.
Oh, Fununia, I am so grateful to be part of this wonderful church and to now be able to worship and take fellowship with those other followers of Fununia. Please, besides the three of us, there must be thousands, nay, millions of followers. Where do we go to commune with them?
There's about a dozen, give or take.
A dozen?
A dozen?
A dozen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what you need to do is go from tavern to tavern and just ask everyone, hey, let me see all your tattoos. You got a butthole tattooed on you? And see what they say, and then you will find my followers.
Okay, hey, can you excuse us for 1 second?
Absolutely.
Dorisu Chantilius?
Yes, Arnold?
This demigoddess is asking us to go from tavern to tavern, asking people to show us their butthole tattoos. Are we sure this isn't fucking Brenda?
Well, I do have some knowledge and some communication with Brenda in the past, and she is quite the trickster. I mean, she is a pervert, so in order to sort of get her giggles in, she will pull all sorts of pranks, but this just doesn't seem like Brenda. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't tell.
Okay.
Usually by now, Brenda has dropped the act, but
you'll never know.
Oh, shit. She's right in the middle of us.
Hello.
Well, Fununia, if you don't mind, since you are the demigoddess of podcasts, would you mind helping us answer some of these podcast emails?
Absolutely. You have your own followers. You are a sort of god in your own right.
Oh, well. I mean, maybe.
Not as great as me.
Oh, sure.
Speaking of demigoddesses, Funinia, do you know, Arnie, you've told us about the Earth demigoddess Demi Moore?
Mm-hmm.
Funinia, do you know this goddess from Earth?
I know a few good men from Earth, but I don't really know her. I'm very sorry to say. She sounds fantastic.
Oh, sounds like you can't handle... Arnie, I have an email here. This is from... you can always email me at chunt@gmail.com, chunt with 6 T's. This is from Saffron. It says, don't let Arnold hear this. Chunt, this message is for you and Usidor. Well, he's dead. I believe Arnie is secretly arranging that any friend you make is killed so that he may remain your bestie. Think about it. Next time you're developing a bond with a new person, I implore you to ask Usi to cast the spell of protection over that friend and pay attention to Arnie's expression when that friend does not mysteriously die. A procession of your friends and lovers have suddenly passed after developing feelings for you. That's fucking sus. Arnie, are you sus?
No, I'm not sus. I'm...
Art thou sus?
Art thou sus?
I'm totally not sus. I'm the opposite of sus. I'm sus.
I shouldn't have given you an IUD.
It's ironic when you think about it.
Not,
deeply
really
upset.
Not.
It's really it's poetic.
Not. Arnie, you would not kill my friends or lovers, would you?
No, not on purpose. And look, yes, now that I have the ability to just accidentally say some words and laser shoot out of my forehead, the risk is a little bit higher, but I would never do it on purpose or intentionally, and I probably won't do it at all.
You don't have like a secret list of like 50 ways to kill my lovers, do you?
No. Get off my back, Jack.
All right.
Take a bus, Gus. I'm not sus.
I trust you. Please, stop. Anything to make you stop, I trust
Although,
you.
Yes, I do have a list of people it's okay to kill in the basement, but we worked on that list together.
That's right. Charney.
You need a new plan, Stan.
Charney forever. Arnie, do you have any emails?
Yeah, you know, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. You can also join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and message us there. Here's a message. Happy 7th anniversary, Magic Tavern gang. Am I the only one wondering if Pimbly Nimblebottom is from anywhere near Nibblebottom? Thanks, Tim.
I mean, they're two totally different words.
Oh, but have you guys met Pimbly Nibblebottom?
No, I remember Pimbly Nimblebottom from Hog's Face.
He's one of Brenda's favorites. That whole thing where he poops coins? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that. I could see that.
Major perv vibes.
Yeah, could a goddess make a perv even pervier than her? I mean, he's a whole religious riddle.
Brenda's a super freak, man.
Well, I don't think there's any connection. In fact, I think whoever named the town of Nibblebottom might have been shocked to remember that the name Nimblebottom existed at all.
Yeah, that's very possible.
All the more reason to have Pimbly on soon.
Really makes you think.
Yeah, we'll have to look into whether he's alive or not, but if he is, let's have him back on.
Sounds good.
Here's another message we've got.
Pretty ironic if he was still alive.
That would not be ironic.
Here's another message I received. You guys make some great stuff. Hey, when you throw your name...
Oh, it must be to the wrong email. Arnie, hey, check what email they sent that to. I think there's a typo.
Well, they said some.
Hey, when you throw your names together, you get Arnie, Chunt, Usador, or Achoo, pronounced Achoo.
Bless you.
Something to keep in mind. Jack Morenzi, P.S. Don't die.
TMZ's gonna have a heyday with this.
So, and that could just be a fun new thing that we do. We're like, hey, Achoo! Oh, sorry, that was too... I think I just shot a laser out of my head when I said that.
Well, except the problem is now, with me here finishing up my first week, it'd be Achud.
Oh, yeah. But then we're at least not ripping off Mel Brooks.
A chud is also how you summon Brenda.
I bet.
Oh. Brenda loves chuds.
So, Fununia, thank you so much for coming by. I guess I'm excited to have a new religion. How strict of an adherent do I need to be?
You just need to watch for miracles, watch for signs and wonders, and then tell the world of the power of Fununia.
All right, done.
A-E-I-O, and also with you, Fununia.
Close enough.
Arnie, let's go spread the good word.
Yeah.
Butthole, 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 butthole.
Ironic.
No.
No. You're so fucking lucky I can't pew-pew you.
You guys are the best.
Aw, you are.
Thanks for keeping us going for 7 years.
Here's to 7 more. Seven more years of this podcast.
Why would you curse us to that?
We're cursed. Now we have to do it. Everyone who's mad. Everyone who's mad, please know Fununia did this.
It hurts more than last time.
Oh, I'm fine. This is just day one for me.
Remember, if enough people gain a controlling share of the Patreon and vote to end the podcast, we can skip doing this for another 7 years and all get our weekends back. This is a plea for mercy. Dorasu the Sorcerer was played by Usador the Blue, who was played by Matt Young. Three distinct personas. That explains why each aspect was 33% entertaining. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Fununia the Demigoddess was played by special guest Danielle Kurtzleben. Danielle is a politics correspondent for NPR. The Real NPR. This is the biggest NPR development since Glenn Weldon devoted an entire pop culture happy hour to his arm routine. Danielle is also a regular and sometimes host on the NPR Politics podcast. Follow her on Twitter at Tatanka or subscribe to her Substack at daniellekurtzleben.substack.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by Patreon supporters with human names like Matthew Alsop, love his fables, Michael Short, Cash Wilson, Great Scott, I'll be the judge of that, Scott, Brad B., Lacey Cobb, Corinne, who adds, let's see if you pronounce it right, to which I say, if I didn't, change the way you say it to what I just did. Samira R., Holly Hilton, love your hotels, just kidding, I'm Hampton Inn, ride or die, Cheryl J. in Tumwater, Steph Oliver, Mara J., Dez, and Barnaby and Cornelius, with the note, our dogs are avid listeners. We've finally found an audience with the right attention span. Besides helping the show get made, there are good things associated with your support. Patreon subscribers get 2 new bonus episodes every month. The most recent bonus episode is a behind-the-scenes chat with Kevin Serretta, who plays Drip Fang. Here's a clip.
Do you remember, by any chance, Kevin, what your other pitches were? Like, did you send Arnie 3 pitches or Matthew
yes,
pitches?
Yes, I did. I sent 3 characters. One was, because it was right after the Dark Lord took over, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
so it's this new reality for everybody where everybody's kind of under the tyranny of the Dark Lord. So I was like, I'll do one evil, like a minion, an evil, you know, I'll love bananas and I'll serve Dracula. In the prequel. I'll do one evil person and then do one that's like straight up just like a resistance fighter. And then another one that's just a Time Lord. So I sent one that was a badger. I can't remember the name of it. It had some like explodey McRumbleberry or something like that. And he was like a badger who did demolitions. And the whole thing was going to be like,
nice.
Yeah, I'm here to fight the Dark Lord and I'm going to blow stuff up. And I was just going to be like real like chip on my shoulder.
A la Wesley Snipes in Demolition Man.
I was going to have blonde hair.
Yeah.
And I was going to have, Taco Bell was going to be the gourmet meal of,
of
this dystopian world.
To answer your question, yes, we've already normalized the audio. Kevin's voice is immune to all forms of dampening. Scientists categorize this type of voice as a self-loathing tenor. To learn more about supporting the show and getting all that extra content crammed into your poor ears, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.